But we are at war with Al-Qaeda right now. And if you join Al-Qaeda, you lose the right to be an American. You lose the right to due process. You declare yourself an enemy of this nation. And you're committing treason. And I don't see why we should expand American rights to people who want to kill Americans, who are working to kill Americans, who are committing treason. This is not criticizing the United States. This is going to war against the United States.
What about the 16-year-old that was killed?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? What about the 16-year-old?
Who was also an American citizen.
A 16-year-old who's an American citizen born in Denver who was killed by one of these authorized drone attacks.
We've said that, and we've criticized that.
He's not talking about civilian casualties.
Yeah, we're not talking about civilian casualties.
No, this is the son of Al-Awlaki. The decision was made that he should die.
If we have people who are working against America, then they need to die because they are plotting to kill Americans. And if we don't protect Americans, then we're not doing
right. This is the problem.
Where's
the evidence?
And I think the thing here is, I mean, this is such a complicated issue. It's easy to have a black and white view of it. It is one that definitely falls in those areas of gray.
And we will have no leg to stand on when this technology, and when, it's not if, when this technology is turned and used on us or our allies. We will have no leg to stand on, legal or otherwise, if we don't codify any.
And that's not true at all. Al-Qaeda attacked this nation. We are attacking Al-Qaeda back. There is no equivalence to Yemen attacking us.
700 innocent children were not in Al-Qaeda, Trey. That's what's happening.